This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1930. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 15th, Algeria, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bonaire, China, Congo, Cuba, France, Germany, Goa, India, Iran, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Thailand, Turkey, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. An update from Ron Howard about his report of an English ID from Radio Algeria on 6050. He says, I listened again on May 14th, the sign-on procedure after the national anthem at 0358 UT on 6050. Time pips on the hour, and then several multi-language IDs, including English, actually as Quran Radio Algeria. And more observations of Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Antarctica, on 15476 from Manuel Mendez in Spain. Again on Wednesday, May 9th, he was hearing them on the air earlier than the usual sign-on of 18 UT, as early as 1648, with Latin American and other songs better heard via remote receiver in Brazil. Then on Friday, May 11th, he also heard them on the air earlier than usual, as early as 1658. In this case, best reception via a remote receiver in Paraguay with non-stop songs until they started talking at 1800. Richard Langley was listening to another remote receiver, the one in Holland, May 11th at 1855, and measured the frequency as 15475.973. On Wednesday, May 9th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports, instead of expected IBC radio via Armenia, 5845 at 19 UT, it was actually transmitting a program in English called Radio 8-Bit, while IBC was still on the German frequency 6070. Koji Hashimoto in Japan was also listening to Radio 8-Bit, May 9th, starting at 19 in English on 5845. And with IDs every 5 minutes, very good reception. Although Armenia had been listed as the transmitter site for IBC at this time, Christian Mieling via Wolfgang Büschel and Roger in Germany say Radio 8-Bit was actually transmitted from Uzbekistan. May 9th at 10:48, I had a just barely audible carrier on 4835 in the sideband splash of WWCR. It was too early to be hearing Indians on 60 meters, so I assume it was Aussie Radio Australia reactivated as expected on 4835. And Ron Howard then confirmed that Craig Allen had reported May 9th at 0517 that Aussie Radio was back on the air, 4835 with 1 kilowatt from Razorback, Sydney, New South Wales. And Ron was hearing it at 1306 with their distinctive Waltzing Matilda interval signal. He says, great to have Craig's station back on the air, but as Rob Wagner has pointed out, the end of all India Radio Gangtok Sikkim reception. And since then, he's been hearing both Aussies, the other one 4KZ on 5055, still cutting off the air at 1355, May 15th. Ron Howard in California reports the home service Bangladesh Betar 4750, not heard and off the air, May 14th at 12:35, and also May 15th, checked at 12:12 UT, leaving only CNR1 China on the frequency. However, Ron Howard reports a greatly extended broadcast from BBS Bhutan 6035, May 9th past 13:10 UT, although mixing with FM 99 PBS Yunnan in Chinese. And again, May 10th, a second day of extended broadcasting past 1300 from Bhutan, with strong interference. Artie Bigley sends a story from Radio World by James O'Neill with more details about the new 440 kilowatt transmitter of TWR Bonaire on 800 kilohertz. An interview with Lauren Libby of TWR and others says the power boost would not likely have been possible without advances in broadcast technology, greater than 90% efficiency of the Nautil solid-state transmitter, and also the ability to operate with a much smaller staff. Back in the day, they had close to 100 people doing live radio out of Bonaire, but now it's more cost-effective and labor-effective. The new transmitter feeds a previously installed multi-pattern directional antenna system, allowing targeting specific audiences during different times of day. In 1999, they implemented a totally new antenna array, four 450-foot towers in a box configuration, the long side of the array going east-west to produce a broadside pattern going north and south, and a separate Caribbean pattern with one tower driven and the others acting as parasitic elements. Why didn't they go back to a full 500 kilowatts? The Nautil transmitter they wanted is rated at 400, but with a 10% overhead, so they're calling it 440. Ron Howard reported previously that the 6030 frequency from China had switched programming sources to CNR12, and that was still the case May 9th, but on May 10th they went back to CNR1 programming, heard at 1054, says it was parallel to 6125. And here's a Chinese station not often reported. Ron Howard says Guangzhou Coast Radio Station presumed on 17398 USB, May 14th until 0406, and resuming for a 5-minute broadcast at 0501. A while in Chinese, a poor signal, presumably marine weather. He says he's happy to find them still active, not checked in a long time, and could not find their website anymore. He did get an EQSL from them in 2013. And Ron Howard reports on Radio Congo Brazzaville 6115. May 14th heard from 0540 to 556 with announcers in French and no music. He says, I was amazed to find no interference from Japan, not at all from RN2, which is very rare, on the same frequency. They were still going on their other frequency, 9760. I've been hearing Radio Havana, Cuba on some different frequencies. 14660, May 10th at 0102 in Spanish. That's the second harmonic of 7330. And May 10th at 1346 on 14680, which is the second harmonic of 7340, their morning 41-meter band frequency. Furthermore, 13660, May 10th at 1311. That's a leapfrog mixing product of 13740 over 13700, another 40 kilohertz lower. And furthermore, May 14th at 1401 on 13740, I was hearing China Radio International English Relay from Cuba mixing with RHC in Spanish with music parallel to 13700 and others. So once again, the sloppy raiders of Radio Cuba failed to turn off the RHC 13740 transmitter by 1400 in time for the other transmitter with the CRI relay to air unimpeded. This lasted for about 5 minutes till China was finally in the clear. While clashing, they made a slow subaudible heterodyne of about 1 hertz. Something's always wrong at RHC. The Issoudun, France transmitter site has at least one damaged unit, which I assume means distorted modulation, but they continue running it for some of their clients. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes this situation May 10th at 07 to 7:30 on 11880 with AWR in French, and at 08 to 09 UT on 15320 with Radio France International in French. Alan Rowe in England reports the test broadcasts from shortwave radio via Vinson in Germany were being heard on both 3975 and 6160. May 11th from TuneIn at 2015. He says, I thought they only had one transmitter, and the program at that time was called the Prague Mill. Goa, which may still be considered a separate radio country for historical reasons, Wolfgang Büschel says All India Radio via the Panaji site in English, May 10th at 10:30 UT, was way off frequency, 15769.959. with the usual Goa whistle audio wobbling sound. Wolfgang Buschel notes, All India Radio with a special broadcast in Urdu for the Hajj season at 05:30 to 6:30 UT on 11560 instead of what one would have expected for earlier transmissions, 11670. Wolfgang Buschel reports a terrible 99 hertz difference buzz tone on two stations not quite on the same frequency. All India Radio, Mumbai or Bhopal, 87 hertz above 4810. And Armenia in Kurdish, 12 hertz below 4810. This was on May 10th, but the time is not shown. From mwlist.org via Michael Krauss, via Idun's mediumwave.info, Iran has made some major changes in their medium wave network. 585 kilohertz in Tehran, formerly used by Radio Farhang, has now moved to 558 kilohertz, carrying the national channel Radio Iran, with 585 used as the Geslag site for Farhang. Several transmitters which used to broadcast on various frequencies have now been retuned to 558 with Radio Iran, making it one big network. Powers up to 600 kilowatts. Ramadan, processing earlier and earlier every year, is underway for a month, May 16th to June 16th, causing some stations to add additional broadcasts for people who are awake very early, notably the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has the additional transmissions, all via 500 kilowatt transmitters at Sirjan. At 1953 to 24 UT in Turkish on 6065 and 6155. At 21 to 2230 in Tajik on 5955 and 6090. 22 to midnight Arabic on 7225. 2323 to midnight 20 in Kurdish on 7285. And in Turkish, midnight to 0330 on 7230 and 7300. And 0123 to 0220 on 9880. Ron Howard says there are new developments concerning Echo of Hope, or VOH, Voice of Hope, from South to North Korea. For almost a year, 4885 carried separate and unique VOH program in Korean called Radio Broadcasting Guide, not parallel to any other VOH frequency. On May 10th, he suddenly found 4885 parallel to the primary VOH program on 3985, 5995, 6250, 6350, and 9100. So they've finally dropped the program that consisted of a series of IDs for all the different stations heard in Korea. Now all the VOH frequencies carry the same program. Both 4885 and 9100 are frequencies that are never jammed by North Korea. Why is that? Whereas all the others are normally jammed. Meanwhile, another South to North Korea clandestine, Voice of Freedom, continues on exactly 6045, heard at 11 UT, and with thanks from another monitor in East Asia, Ron Howard provides a translation of the program titles for this. In the new issue of DX Listening Digest, when published, number 18-20, via worldofradio.com. That would be from Amano-san, who says VOF has changed greetings on each program since the loudspeaker broadcasting has ended across the border. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1930. Our thanks this week for financial support from Michael Stone in Arlington Heights, Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. WBCQ is not the only broadcaster on 5130. The other one is in Kyrgyzstan, but since they're on opposite sides of the world and broadcasting day versus night, little chance of interference. Via Rusty X, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says, Radio Golos Zhizhny, meaning the voice of life radio, also known as Sidaya Zindagi, resounds on the air. from about 1550 to 1750 UT on 5130, Christian readings and songs, presumably in Pashto and Dari. And he reminds us the station transmits only in the first 15 to 20 days of the month, and only on weekdays. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has also been monitoring this via remote receiver in Qatar and pens down the frequency, 5129.955. He calls it Afghan Christian Radio, with ties to Transworld Radio, in Pashto via Krasnaya Rechka, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, 16 UT, Thursday, May 10th. And 6 hertz higher, 5129.961, Friday, May 11th, around 1550. He also checked the Kyrgyz National Radio Service about the same times on those dates and found them on 4010.186 and then on 4010.191. The Farty KBC did succeed in making its frequency change 1 week later than had been publicized for the weekly broadcast, midnight to 02 UT Sundays to North America, from the Netherlands via Germany, 9925 heard May 13th, replacing 5960. Walt Samaniv has filed his full report on his recent 40-day Trans-Pacific cruise, especially with lots of details about FM broadcasting in Fiji and Vanuatu, but also some shortwave info, this from when he was near New Zealand. Canterbury Mountain Radio was heard on 3261, April 3rd at 0730. It's a net serving hikers in remote areas of New Zealand. It starts with 15 minutes of weather and then call-ins, also at 2030 UT. And a similar service is on 3345, Central North Island Mountain Radio Service, heard April 5th at 0752. They go by first names and four-number IDs from several NET members. I continue to hear just about every evening the Antichrist North American Pirate Station YHWH on 7470. And now Brian Clark in New Zealand says he's heard it too at 0420 UT until closed down 0520 May 9th. McDelmage in Alberta reports Radio Madang, Papua New Guinea, 3260 May 13th at 1128 with a late night show of soft pop music and long announcements, sometimes mentioning FM and shortwave frequencies. And a new program in English started at 1203 mentioning Mother's Day. He had very good reception. Ron Howard always compares this to the other PNG station, Bougainville, on 3325. And he says, as of May 10th, Madang continues to have an infinitely stronger signal than formerly heard. Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, has also noted the same significant improvement for 3260 and wonders if something has in fact changed at NBC Madang to cause this boost in reception, such as more power. Ron says Madang has been very consistent over the past few years, normally much weaker reception than Bougainville. And the same was the case on May 10th from 1111 to 1134. There's a new Peruvian X-bander on 1620 kHz, according to reports in Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club. First heard by Bernd Ivan Holmberg, April 1st at 2330. It's Radio Choque Chamaca in Chamaca. Also reported May 10th at 0202. Of course, there are Cubans in the way, but the DXers in Scandinavia managed to pull it through. Henrik Clements did some research on this and says it's clearly unlicensed, but it is in Chamaca, and the exact frequency is 15 hertz above 1620. As mentioned on Wavescan, the Catholic shortwave station in the Philippines, Radio Veritas Asia, is closing down at the end of June. Until then, you can find their full schedule at HFCC or at their own website, as Alan Rowe points out, www.rveritas-asia.org. There are no broadcasts in English, except I think for some IDs. One I have been hearing is Vietnamese Hour at 13 UT on 11850. But why are they closing? Maybe it's a financial thing. Kai Ludwig has been looking into this. their Wikipedia page says, the service is largely funded by German donors Missio. Last year, they announced a cutback of 10% of their annual funding. And he finds an announcement about cutting donations, which was actually made way back in 2010, and there was a more recent report about it. He says donations for Radio Veritas in 2015 were 1 sesquimega euro, but 1 year later in 2016, they had declined to 0.9 mega euro. And here we have the result. Meanwhile, the Protestant Philippine station, FEBC, continues colliding with All India Radio on 9380. Since FEBC's ill-advised frequency change for the Chinese service from 9430. Ivo Ivanov now says they are going to fix that by changing frequency, but not until May 27th. Why wait so long? The new one will be 9275 between 10 and 16 UT, and we expect WMLK will still not be reactivated by then. Weeks ago, we pointed out that Radio Romania International was using 7335 to North America despite the Cuban radio war on the same frequency, jamming and Radio Marti. Well, now that has been resolved. Perhaps they noticed our complaint. Alexander Busniag in Germany says from May 14th, RRI's Romanian service to North America at midnight to 02 UT has moved to 7395, parallel to 9790. Radio Sputnik, disinformation on American radio dials. That's my headline for a story that on the PBS NewsHour called After a Week of Russian Propaganda, I Was Questioning Everything by Elizabeth Flock. It went up on May 2nd. It's a very interesting story. I suggest you check out on the website www.pbs.org/NewsHour and then search on Sputnik. This refers to the translator in Washington, D.C. on 105.5. Saudi Arabia continues jamming Arabic language broadcasts from Iran either with siren sounds or by moving its own transmitters to almost the same frequency. There appears to be more than one source of jamming. Wolfgang Büschel notes 13610 with this mess and also 13780 at 0650 UT May 11th. Ivo Ivanov says Radio Saudi International's Urdu service at 1200 to 1455 had been on 13775, but they moved it to 13785, where it would collide with Iran in Arabic. Jari Savolainen in Finland says during a brief scan Friday, May 11th at 1915 UT, I noted lively Somali music and talk on 7750, mode more like pure upper sideband than compatible. Tentatively, Warsan Radio in Somalia. That's the seldom reported WARSAN. Wolfgang Büschel notes that Radio Thailand and IBB relays via the Thailand site are consistently off frequency to the low side, from 27 to 39 hertz. On the other hand, Voice of Turkey is usually slightly off frequency to the high side, but here are some logs 0.8 kilohertz high above the following frequencies in various languages noted by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. At 1000, 9855, at 1830, 9785, 1930, 9635. Radio Monansi, the clandestine for Uganda via WWRB, was missing again the weekend of May 12th and 13th from 15239.9. At various checks between 14 and 18 UT. WBCQ broadcasts of World of Radio on 9330, which is now AM rather than sideband, have been scheduled at 2330 UT, but now they're appearing quite sporadically. Vern Jackson of WA0RCR says the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter will be off the air May 19th due to the hamvention, but will return, including World of Radio, on May 26th. Several weeks ago, WRMI tested 5010, and now it's gone into service, replacing 5950 for their broadcast to the south at 22 to 01 UT and 11 to 12 Fridays until 12:30. But this does not mean that 5950 is off the air. Although unpreviewed, we've found that it has replaced 9455, which had been on the air 24 hours, and now 5950 is as well, even in the daytime in the summer, carrying the programming formerly heard on 9455. Some of it's still parallel to other frequencies, otherwise filled by oldies, notably Rye in English from Argentina at 01 to 02, Tuesday through Saturday, is now on 5950 along with 9395. The Variety Hour at 10 to 11 UT, including World of Radio Wednesdays at 10:30, is now moving to 5950. The afternoon 20 to 22 UT block, parallel to 7780, has also moved from 9455 to 5950, including World of Radio, Tuesdays at 20:30 and 21:30. And the new schedule no longer shows World of Radio UT Sunday at 0200 on 7780, rather Ukraine 7 days a week, but yet to be confirmed. And back to WBCQ, the new superpower 500 kilowatt transmitter is supposed to be on the air by September 8th. At least that's the date effective for new registrations in HFCC, all of them on 9330 kilohertz, but a variety of azimuths and languages changing every hour to different targets, including Spanish, Portuguese, Arabic, Hindi, Chinese, Korean, Indonesian, French, English, and German. The religious broadcaster funding it still a secret. Some of these are almost transpolar paths. It's rather daring to attempt that, even with superpower. WTWW suddenly and surprisingly reactivated on 9930, May 15th at 1421, with country music. That's the number two transmitter, always accompanied by parasitic spurs, 12.9 kilohertz above and below. 11 hertz below, 7505, May 13th at 2236. I found religious programming in English, obviously from WRNO. Perhaps on Sundays only, they're signing on much earlier than 0100. Here's a big mystery, a rather strong open carrier, sometimes the only signal on the band, heard at various hours of the day and night, when Spain would not be on the air or would not be propagating, 15520. Does anyone have any way of identifying it? It could be a utility rather than a broadcaster, like one of those radio teletype stations, which stays on the air but rarely activates. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field activity expected to reach G2 moderate geomagnetic storm levels on 2 June with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels expected, 17 May and 1 June due to influence of multiple coronal hole high-speed solar wind streams. Active conditions expected 18 May and 3 to 5 June, generally quiet or quiet to unsettled, to prevail for the remainder of the outlook period. Numerically, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5 May 17th, lower than had been predicted, 28 and 6 on June 2nd. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 from May 20th to 31st, and again from June 8th. Solar flux dropping slightly from 71 May 18th to a low of 68 on May 30th to June 2nd and back up to 71 by June 9th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1930. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.